Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we're so delighted this evening to be on our radio broadcast. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class and Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, and then we're going to go right into our Bible class, because we'll just do part Bible class and part Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. Amen. Giving reference to God, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places, I just thank God tonight for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. God has been so good to us. I just give him praise. I just ask tonight that we give, I give reverence to Apostle Deans and his absence and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God on tonight for this opportunity on tonight. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer for our devotions, and we're going to get right into the Word of God for a little while, and we're going to go ahead on and have our praise, prayer, and prophecy after that.
Thank you.
Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongues walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrought to them. And they say, how good, and is their knowledge in the this read you from Psalm 73, from the first verse down to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight, humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting tonight and asking you to forgive us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I first of all come now binding up the strong man right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, you say whatever I bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatsoever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Father, I bind the strong man from my lives today, and I bind him from this radio broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon that's on assignment, your assignment counsel on today. In the name of Jesus, we bind you right now. In the name of Jesus, no storm against us will ever prosper. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now today, Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, Lord, to let your spirit fall, let your power fall on us, Lord. Send your anointing, Father, for when your anointing is present, it's present to heal, deliver, and set free on this evening, God. We give you all the praise and the glory tonight. We just worship you, God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness tonight, Lord. We just give you praise and we give you glory. We ask you to bless our praise and prophecy hour and our Bible study. Let never decrease, God. Let increase now. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We're gonna get ready to just go a little bit over our dreams and visions. Our dreams and visions for going tonight. And I think we stopped at silver and gold. We need to start with royal purple on tonight. And I think I told y'all the other night I dreamed about a key. God gave me a key. And I did look that up. The key means key is knowledge, authority, wisdom, understanding, ability, importance, are indispensable, as in the key person. Woe unto you, lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. That's in Luke chapter 11, verse 52. And it says, all things were him, and without him was not anything made that was made. That's John chapter verse 3. Fill him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge in all manner of workmanship. Exodus 31 and 3. So I dreamed that, and I dreamed about the color red and white. So God, like I said, the more we study in dreams and visions, you're going to dream. The more you're going to dream. I'm just trying to get a message to us. So, you know, just have to be paying attention and be focused on the things that God will have us to be focused on. So this is royal purple that we're going to be talking about. Royal purple. Royal robes are usually purple, embroidered in gold. The reason? The purple stands for the king's royalty. Gold trim. So the purple stands for royalty and the gold stands for glory. We just talked about gold the other night, Tuesday night. We talked about gold. So gold is the glory of God, is glory. So purple also implies virtue. That's what purple does. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. That's 2 Samuel 23 and verse 3. And then and the idea, but beware of Jezebel from heart too, you know. So you have to beware of that. Like virtue in the Bible, his purple dye was valuable because it was rare, you know. Virtuous woman on his second missionary journey, and he said, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshiped God, heard of, whose heart the Lord opened that she attend the things which were spoken of Paul. That's Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. So, you know, purple is a royal color. I love purple, too. That's my color. I love it. But it means something. It means royalty. And gold means glory. So when you dream or have a vision of something like that, you know the meaning of it. Or if you're trying to help someone and help them interpret their dream, all of that matters. The numbers matter, the place matter, the people matter, the color matter. So now we have pink. Pink is another color closely associated with clothing. Little baby girls dress in pink. And it's like innocence and sweetness, pink. Another distinct meaning for pink is chastened or modest. When you dreaming that in a dream or seeing it in a vision, the color and modest or sweetness and innocence. In another sense, pink may indicate that God has fulfilled one of his promises. Over in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24, everything that I'm saying is always backed up with the scripture from God. It's a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a pink or a heart of flesh. Opposite of chaste and modest is lascivious. For instance, a girl in hot pink shorts may imply passion and lust. Potiphar's wife was probably dressed that way when she tried to tempt Joseph. But pink can be the opposite, or it can of what it is. It can be the opposite too. You know, we studied that about things being opposite of what it is, and we gave scripture to it. So the hidden meaning of yellow. Yellow is an interesting color for several reasons. It has several different meanings. However, the root meaning isn't apparent at first. In fact, it's somewhat hidden. Of the two times yellow is used in the Bible, one is in reference to the plague of leprosy, and the other is in Psalm 68 and verse 13. So ye have among the hosts the pots, and shall ye be as the wings of the dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Now the dove symbolizes the Holy Spirit. We know that. And that gives us the key we need to unlock the hidden of yellow. Holy Spirit is a yellow meaning gift. I know that, you know, the church usually pictures the dove as white, but the Bible doesn't. It describes it as yellow and silver. Silver fits perfectly. The gift is the Holy, the gift is the Spirit of Truth, not Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. Yellow can also represent the opposite, the devil's evil gift. God gives us the Comforter. The devil gives us the spirit of fear. A coward is declared to be yellow. You know, like somebody that's afraid of to do something, they call them yellow, like a coward. How do yellow become associated with fear? The Bible says, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, in 2 Timothy verses 1 and 7. If God has not given us the spirit of fear, then where does it come from? Besides the Holy Spirit, yellow can be symbol for God's other gifts. Now, you know, fear comes from the devil, and I was just thinking, I had a vision or something. No, it was the morning when I was praying. It was about, I'm praying in the dining room and on my deck in the back. I could hear something like, and voice on the deck, so I got real still so I can hear. And I heard, you know, just a little movement, but it was loud enough for me to hear good. Now I'm way in the dining room and Papa way in there in the bed. So my heart, so I fast, I'm saying, how fast can I get in there to him? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, I have not given you the spirit of fear. And so I kind of just started breathing because my heart was kicking up a beat because it was just so. Then I started feeling a way. And I said, this is the presence in here. You know, it's the presence in here. So I started binding and praying and stuff. And then I got quiet again trying to hear the Lord's spirit of fear. So you have to always know when they come in trying to scare you, especially when you pray. He don't want you to pray. He didn't want me to pray. But if I had, you know, I was just, it caught me off guard because I'm thinking about how I'm going to get in there and what Ed is. You know, even I had my phone and everything, I was like, oh, no, I am going to stop praying. So I started praying loud. I don't want to wake the neighbors up, but I started praying loud. You can't let the devil have that fear. But you know, the devil always try to imitate what God does. And so when God gives glory and things like that, the devil try to come right back. So you have to be focused. You have to be focused. Okay. I'm going to... go to homing in on God's will. You know, that's very important, on the will of God. Finding is everything in God's will. And God want you to do something. God tell you to do something. He tell you to do it in a certain season. You have a season to do it in. And if you don't do it in the season, it may not be there when whatever you're trying to do or whatever you're trying to get, it'll be gone. So everyone who serves God for any length of time learns that timing is of critical importance when receiving direction. Son of Issachar, we must learn to recognize the signs of the time. Those who know the time lead the race. 1 Chronicles 12:32 says, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the time to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their commandment. When interpreting dreams, one of the first questions we should ask ourselves of this is this dream referring to the past, present, or future? Because sometimes, even in prophecy, sometimes you will get a prophetic word from God, and it can be already past, or it could be in the future. You have to really know what you're talking about and what you're doing. But in dreams and visions, it can happen too. To obtain the correct answer, first examine the dream setting. Where did it take place? What objects or what people took part? The most important key is in the first scene when you first start. If its setting is in the past, the dream is probably pointing backwards in time. 3 weeks ago, Pop Dean had a dream. He was a kid. And I still didn't get the gist of that dream because he was saying he was at the grandma's dad from the house. And the mother and grandmother were snakes. And he was a kid. And they didn't try to kill him because the snake would eat up all the rodents and all the bugs, whatever he was eating. And so the mother and the grandmother would feed the snake, and it got really big. And they didn't bother because it was kind of protecting them. And so that's like a past when he was a young man. But that was called more than that thing. In other words, God is dealing with the past. Past events affect our present circumstances. As sure as old spending habits affect our current bank account. In other words, you could have something, you could have messed up a bank account, and then you want to get an account at this bank and can't. Or you know how to mess you up where you can't get something, a bank account, that you pay for what you messed up. So before God can change present conditions, sometimes he has to remind us of whatever brought us to those conditions into existence in the first. So, we have to deal with it, because what we don't deal with now, it'll deal with us if we don't deal with it now. It's not going to go away if you don't deal with it. Since our past is behind us, dreaming of something behind us may indicate our past, our backyard, or another, referring to yesterday. Trouble that comes in through the back door is nearly always coming from the past. Dream of something. Think about that when you're trying to interpret your dream or help somebody interpret their vision or dream. Although these directions and times are simple, they are often overlooked. I've overlooked so many times. I know I have. Because I'm just like the other night, I told you I dreamed somebody gave me a key. But I think I was in a vision, because all I could see was a hand giving me a key. And then looked like they took a paintbrush and just hit red. Just a swipe on the wall or wherever it was, and white. So that's all I saw. I was like, Lord, what does this mean? And like I said, the key means authority. Knowledge. That's what the key means. So, and it means more than that, but I'm saying that's what it means. So we have to look at past, present, and future. Now, another purpose God may have for placing something behind us in a dream is to show that it's lurking there. Is something in the past, like something in the past, like something you know you did 2 or 3 years ago, and you dream about it. So it's still lurking there. So you need to deal with it, or talk to God about it. You have to deal with these things, because it will come back seriously. So you have to really pay attention to that. I dream about past stuff, but I never thought about it like this. But now it's bringing a light to it, because, I dreamed when I was a little girl and mama was cooking and all this kind of stuff, but it's something else when you dream in the past. And whatever it was, it could be just lurking, just having me to hold on to something that I need to let go, because that stuff comes back on you. And it may indicate something that's hidden from our view. A back room that is closed up and unused may represent something we're unaware of, but more likely portray something that we're avoiding. Sometimes it's a repressed memory. Some things are just too painful to willfully remember, because things are happening. You don't want to remember them. You're not trying to. They just lurk around. You don't want to remember them, but they're there. God asked us to bring them properly. God wants to point to our childhood, and that's what I was just saying about Apostle Dean. He may put us at home, but he wants to direct us even further back into our distance. He may our grand. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. He was saying his mother and grandmother was in the same kitchen. They would always feed the snake. Each place indicates a different period of time. And in the case of grandparents' house, it may even imply time before the dreamer was even born. You know, but Apostle was born because he would see them feed the snake. And he was like, Mom, why are y'all feeding the snake and stuff? And they were saying that he keep away the rats and the coons and stuff like that. So, but, you know, but the snake lived up under the house. And the snake, and to me, when I dream about the snake, it's always the enemy. Now, God have to change that for me. But that's what I always say. If I have a dream or a vision of a snake, so to me, and it was a big snake, you know, so God is trying to speak to him. You know, that's all I can say. And that's what I told him. Do we have any questions or any comments or anything? Okay. The opposite of past is the future. The dream of our future, we use prophetic. And that's what I use to do that. That is because in the future, in the same way that our backyards can reflect our past, our front yards can predict future events. We know that. Sometimes these events are already in progress. Sometimes they're distant. Like the promises in Joseph's dream. The Bible also refers to using dreams to point forward in time. The morning sun, if you see the sun coming up, you know it's morning. Each day begins with the sun rising in the east. We know that. Therefore, an eastward direction may indicate beginning, the number one. When we was going through the numbers, the number one, beginning. God gave the law before he gave grace. East can represent the law. There are many scriptures where it holds true. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word east is literally facing the rising sun. Before or in front of a picture. So God is may be future in the same way that our front yard represents that which is ahead of us, the future tense. So then we have the present tense. The present, before we move westward, let's consider one more thought. Simple deduction says that if the backyard can be our past and the front yard our future, indicate present. So we have past, present, and future all illustrated by simple examples. And like, if you have a dream and you're in your present living room, you know it's right now. It's not in the past and it's not in the future. Because I used to dream years ago, I used to dream that I was in an apartment or a house. And I dreamed that I was with somebody, but it was never my ex-husband. And I was really, I used to dream it so much. And I told him one day, I say it bothered me because I'm dreaming that I'm in a house with a man and it's not you. He thought, girl, you probably ate too much. I started to dream this too many times. Never knew that it wouldn't be him. So you really have to pay attention to to what you're dreaming or when you go into a vision. And we say daydream. We daydream. That's not daydreaming. You in a vision. God's showing you something. God's showing you something. He have your whole focus and attention. You know, when God try to get your attention, he'll wait till your mind gets so tired until you can't do nothing else but let him control what you see. I was talking to a young lady on the phone yesterday, and she says she's a prophetess, but you know, and I ain't, who am I? I ain't nobody. But as she was talking to me, her body figure showed up. I could see her body parts, and they was lighting up like an X-ray, that part, the heart part. I saw the stomach. I saw things lighting up. And I'm like, Lord, what am I looking at? And then I saw a letter written in blue ink to her. And then I let her know what I saw. And that wasn't strange for me, but what was strange was that he was showing me her body part. So I'm praying for her heart, and I'm praying for her stomach, and I think it was two more body parts he showed me. I prayed for him because I don't know what he was showing them, what he lit those parts up. He lit them up for me like an X-ray. So things can happen like that, and I wasn't daydreaming. I was listening to what she was saying. She was talking, running her mouth, but the Lord took my focus and my view another way. And I just let her know. I said, I see your heart. I see your stomach. I said, I think it was her lungs, I think. But I pray for her. So when God, I'm not going to say that was even a vision. That was just God showing me, showing me this. Have to be a vision. So we have to really, with God, we have to stay on focus with God. So remember, timing means everything. So when we're interpreting the rooms of our houses, while we are on the subject, let's consider other rooms of the house, including the upper room and the lower floor. First, our houses often represent ourselves. So the things we do within our houses correspond to the things we do within ourselves. We cook up things in the kitchen, which represent our heart. Jesus said, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 35. Even more to point to, the Bible makes a direct comparison between an oven and our heart. For they have made ready their hearts like an oven. In the morning it burneth as a flame of fire. Hosea chapter 7, verse 6. In like manner, a refrigerator may indicate cold-heartedness. You see what I'm saying? Because God, he'll take the little things. Found us with it. We can't even the simple things, I'm telling you. But he using a refrigerator to say we are cold-hearted. Or because we store things in it, it may refer to something tucked away in our memory. So we have to really, when you're interpreting dreams, you have to really look at stuff. You have to really, and when God give you that, when he give it to you, he just keep asking him, show me what this means. Help me with this dream. Show me, Lord. And God will do it. God will do it. it's a, and the more we study on dreams and vision, the more God's going to deal with you in dreams and visions. And I know he's dealing with a lot of us in dreams and visions, because I don't dream. But since we've been studying dreams and visions, I've been dreaming all the time. And some, you know, I used to dream. When I dream, you can put your finger on it, because I don't dream. But when I do not have plenty of vision, sleep and have a dream, I don't, I very seldom do. But since I've been teaching in this dream and vision, I've been dreaming. I've been dreaming. I have visions anyway, but I've been dreaming more. So the more you we study and talk about dreams and visions, you're going to have them. It's messages that God wants to get to you. It's things he want to talk to you about. It's things he want to show you. And when you're always so busy that you cannot have a time or sit time aside for him, he's going to get your attention one way or the other, or he'll wait till you get so tired and sleep, because he used to do me just like that. I can first lay down, trying to still talk to Ed, and lay down, and I go into a vision, and I'm saying, honey, you see this? He's saying, no, I don't see it. What you looking at? And I'll tell him what I'm looking at, what I see, rather, and what God is showing me. So we have to, and don't, and nothing's too little. Nothing is, everything means something. I'll say that. Everything means something when you have a dream or a vision. So don't take it and say, well, that wasn't nothing. Oh, no, we were just on so-and-so's porch. Or we was around on the side of the house. Or we was down the street, and all these, everything means something. So we have to get that. We have to get that, because God will speak to us in that. People also store things in the basement. When it's often dark and clammy, this room may portray those deep, dark thoughts we don't want to display in the living room. When everyone visits during the day. Now, like when I moved in this house, Apostle moved in this house. When I walked in, after they had moved everything out, I heard the spirit say, check the basement. So when we went down in the basement, I said, let's look down, or whatever reason. We looked down there, and up on the one of the jars is in the storage area. It was in two different places. It was like a little short man, a little short dog, two or three places, basement, got him down and took him out. Now, why would you take everything else and leave something like that? I told it to him as soon as I could feel it pulling me, as soon as we walked in the house. So I'm so thankful to God. Thank for him showing me things like that. God is good, but if you stay focused, he'll keep showing them. He'll keep doing that. But responds to the lofty thought. Remember, we're talking about the upper floor and the lower floor. They like, it can represent lofty thoughts, wonderful intentions, and high praises to God we entertain at other times. Like the 120 in the upper room, it's a good place to have a visitation from God. That's when you can go over to Acts, the first chapter, the 13th and 14th verse. On the other hand, it's not a good place to fall asleep. And there sat in a window a certain young man named, what is that name? It's your channel, whatever it is, start with an E. Being falling into a deep sleep, fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Acts 20:9. Even farther above the upper floor is the attic, which often refers to one's mind or memory, including these, but away and long forgotten. So that means that he up real high in the attic. That's a long time memory. A long time forgotten memory. So we're going to stop right here, but it's so important that you take and consider everything in your dream, because everything means something. Just about everything means something here. So we're going to get ready to go in prayer. And if there's any prayer requests, this is the time now for the prayer requests, if there's any. Is there any prayer requests tonight? Because I don't have long to pray. I'm gonna play a song and we're gonna get ready to go in prayer. Won't be on long. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Father, we come confessing and repenting, Lord, and we ask you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, we just come thanking and praising you tonight. We come worshiping you, Lord. We bow down at the altar on tonight, and we give you glory. And we give you praise on tonight. Father, Lord God, and we come tonight, Father, and the Father of Abraham and the Father of Isaac and the Father of Jacob. We come tonight, Lord, and calling on your name tonight, Lord, and we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Father, and we come just giving you praise that you kept us all night last night, and early this morning, God, and you woke us up, gave us a mind to pray, gave me a mind to call on your name, and I thank you this morning, tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come giving you praise, come lifting your name up that it may draw all men unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift you up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise on tonight. We magnify your holy name, God. We praise your name, God. We just lift you up. We want to thank you for how you watched over us as we slumber and slept. In the name of Jesus, how you watched over us all day long, all night long, Lord, and cover the highways and the byways, Lord, and we thank you tonight, in the name of Jesus, and thank you, Lord, that you watched over us while we went in the grocery store and the doctor's office, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, in the gas station, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise and we thank you for it tonight, in the name of Jesus, how you watched over our children.
as they went out to play and went to school and wherever they went, Lord. We just thank you right now for watching over them, Lord, and even in the house, Lord. And anything can happen, but we know that they're covered under the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now, cover everyone under the sound of my voice right now, Lord, every family, in the name of Jesus, just keep them covered under the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We all need prayer, God, you know what we need. We all need it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each one of these on this radio broadcast, Lord. You know what they need, Lord. I ask you right now to touch, heal, and heal, Lord. Touch them and heal their bodies, heal their minds. I see broken hearts healed today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for healing on tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the hospitals, Lord, touch right now behind prison walls. Touch them right now, God, in the nursing homes, Lord. I'm asking you to heal them in the name of Jesus. All they need is some of your healing virtue. Just, Lord, blow on them, Lord. Let a wind blow them, the east wind, Lord. Blow on them, Lord. Let them know that you're there, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you, and I bind up every migraine headache tonight. In the name of Jesus, I bind up every sinus. In the name of Jesus, the flu don't have no power over your people, Lord. No COVID have power over your people, Lord. We bind these diseases up. We cast them out, and we command them to go. Every look, diabetes. In the name of Jesus, our blood, in the Jesus, we bind you out. We cast you out, and we command you to go and never return. This temple belongs to God. Every temple on this land belongs to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you glory tonight, and we give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now. I thank you for healing them. I thank you for delivering them. I thank you for setting us free on tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we just hold his hand. We just give you all the glory. Lord, I shepherd tonight, and we shall not want them. We thank you for being our provider tonight, Lord. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we don't want for nothing, God. And we thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha, our healer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise tonight. We give you glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need peace. Send your peace to every home, Lord, and cover these homes in peace, in the name of Jesus. Cover these homes, Lord, in peace, Jesus. We need you. You are shepherd, God, and you shall not want them, and we shall not want them, and we shall not want them. In the name of Jesus, and I name of Jesus, evil against us, God, and then, Lord, I ask now to bless those in shelter homes. Bless those sleeping in their cars. Bless those eating out of the trash cans. Bless those that's sleeping in the park. In the name of Jesus, those that's sleeping in the train station, in the bus stations, Lord, in the truck stops. I ask you to them and cover them in the blood of Jesus on tonight. Lord, you know what they stand in the earth, Lord. Ask you to bless the babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, God. touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and children, our grandchildren, and touch them today, Lord. I ask you to touch them. Apostle Jesus. For how you cover us, Lord. Lord, now, Lord, we can stand, Lord, we can stand on your word on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Give us a peaceful mind, God, and to cover our minds in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just love you tonight. We love you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. Can't make without you. Thank you for sending the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, thank you for sending the Comforter on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just give you glory. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless every prophet, every bishop, every pastor, every preacher, every evangelist, every missionary, every whatever. I ask you to call. I ask you to bless them, God. Bless them. All over the earth. In the name of Jesus. Bless me and all over the earth, God, and in the name of Jesus, young people, young children, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll be careful. Give you all the praise, God. Glory. Amen. Praise God. Spirit of the Lord, say prosperity. Even though we're not looking for nothing, it's our shepherd. Do it. Oh, ask him. I just thank new every day. So ask God what you need. And all you got to do is raise your hand and pull down bless. God is. God is to never fail you. He's faithful and don't take nothing for granted that he does. One, praise God for each one of you on this radio tonight. Each one of you, and I ask God to send blessings running over to your house and send his angels to your house in the name of Jesus. Get ready to close out now. God bless each and every one of you all for being on the radio broadcast. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. You all have a blessed and good night. God love you and I love you too. God bless you. Good night.